Okay. So, this is a reverse test. I want to make sure that I can update this one bonus section. So what I've attempted to do is do that. So this will be a little bit, well, it's a test. So we're just making gumbo here. Anybody like gumbo? Because that's what we're going to do on this podcast. Everybody bring their opinion. But don't come with crack pottery, and I am not censorship. I don't determine what crack pottery is. But if it seems to be hindering our progress, then it will be deemed crack pottery. So, and thus, and the rest of it. Thank you very much. This is a test. Poke AI is in operation. Well, I'm going to do a little bit of rambling here. This is a test, just free flow podcast. Whatever comes into my head, I'm going to let it all eat out. Wham. There you go. So this is going to be real. Real what? I could tell you a whole bunch of stuff. Most of it would be correct. I agree. But you never know. Every now and then, who knows? So here's to humanity in that. And I would say the primary discussions here will be real estate related. And I would additionally suggest to you that what's not real estate related? I mean, we all live on earth, right? There's not one activity that's not real estate related. So I would say we can talk about just about everything under the sun and the moon and however it is underground. In the sky, hover rights, whatever. We'll soon have hover rights. That would be good. Remember, I made that up, okay? So, I hope you guys enjoy this. This is just a quick test. Let's see what happens. Thank you. Bye. Oh, am I still recording? Oh, well, there you go. That's not a slip or a beeper, dog. Y'all, what that is what I feel like to say today. They will get it to the range and make it all go all the way. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Where am I? Oh, yeah, I'm in podcast land where everything exists as you make it exist. Make something happen. Use Anchor FM. Make your own podcast. This might be a new commercial for me. Okay, let's try that. Thanks. Bye.
December 3rd, 2019. Forbes Council's membership helps Michael Polk refresh his brand. Michael Polk has operated his own boutique real estate firm in Los Angeles for more than 25 years. He says the key to his success has been to tailor my activities towards the client's needs. Polk Properties specializes in selling and leasing commercial real estate, such as warehouses and manufacturing distribution buildings. Basically, I'll do anything, but I don't sell houses because that's not my temperament, says Polk. It takes a lot of patience to sell houses. He thinks that industrial and commercial transactions are more straightforward and based upon more practical considerations, such as the amount of available power, access to the freeway and the airport, etc. A typical client for him would be a person whose family has wealth in old properties that have appreciated and been passed down to heirs. They have to know what to do with those buildings, says Polk. That's where the broker comes in. You have to educate the client. That's why AI is never going to be able to get rid of the real estate broker, he says. You can get rid of some of the crummy ones, but my brand is a brand you can trust because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not there only for the money. I'm there for the long run. In addition to his real estate business, Polk is also a hard money lender, an individual lender who is not affiliated with a bank and who uses a customer's collateral or equity in property to make loans that generally carry a higher than market interest rate, but that are executed quickly. You have to be able to offer the client whatever they need, says Polk. You have to be able to change hats to make more of yourself. In the future, says Polk, each person is going to need to be a brand of their own, to some degree. To that end, he pulls out all the stops to differentiate himself from the competition through creative marketing. He flies drones around building sites to share with his clients, and he's working on creating a show on his local public access television station where he'll interview guests such as the local tax assessor and the head of the Board of Supervisors. It's all part of his effort to educate the public on real estate issues and become a trusted source of information. Polk also has billboards advertising his brokerage and hard money lending businesses. When you see that billboard on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles, we're talking about branding, he says. He notes that his Forbes Real Estate Council membership branding is also prominent on the billboards. He believes that his Forbes Council's affiliation helps give him more credibility with clients. When you're engaging with someone for the first time and you show them that you're in Forbes Real Estate Council, they don't really have to ask a lot more. It's a slam dunk. Now it's up to you to know what you're talking about. But the opportunity to write those articles and not be self-serving, it's restorative to your real estate thinking process. A frequent contributor of content with Forbes Councils, Polk goes the extra mile to promote his articles by hiring a voice actress to read them on YouTube videos. What I'm doing is not all that innovative, he says. It just costs a little bit of extra money. Additionally, he regularly engages with the online forum and attends local Forbes Councils events in Los Angeles. He encourages other members with growing companies to take full advantage of membership benefits. With a new focus, you need to do a brand freshening, he says. And this is where Forbes Councils has helped a lot.
Thank you ever so much for listening to another one of our podcasts. We really appreciate your listenership. Thank you very much. Barbara, say something.
Okay. Hello, Michael. What are you up to today?
Wait, all right, stop.